Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as always, we have three stories for you to share where all the stories suck. It's up to you to come up with which one sucks the least. Now, I did prepare one for this week, but, you know, Mike, it is Miles' birthday, so I thought, you know, maybe let's do a special one where you and Ted debate. I'm just going to give you the general topic. And then you guys decide which scenario you think sucks the least.
Okay. All right. All right.
And like anything,
I can't debate.
And I mean, you can.
Take a play.
No, no, I think you know, you can offer your insights should you want to add or subtract anything from these stories. But just on the surface, if we're talking clickbait, these would be the headlines. Man getting mouth hugged secretly eats fried chicken while the performance is going on. Oh. And there's more to it than that. Obviously, you have the opportunity. You're dating a young woman. She wants to give you a mouth hug. You make it back to the place, but you did get food because you're both hungry. But the fried chicken, which is for both of you, is sitting on the coffee table in front of you, and you delicately reach across so as not to disturb what it is she's doing, and then you get to eating the fried chicken. That's one. Second story, man in car plows down a family of quail. All right, so you're in the car, here's some quail, and you decide, just I'm going to drive through these sons of bitches, leaving what has been described, and I quote, a pink mist. Well, that mist is not cotton candy. That is the end of a family of birds that could have gone on to do great things. We will never know now, because those quail were wiped out. But finally, as far as your clickbait headlines, and I'm sure there's more to the story, imagine a young man beheading bunnies in his own backyard. It sounds savage. It sounds brutal. The excuse, of course, is that they had a lawnmower. That doesn't mean you couldn't see bunnies. But either way, that lawnmower with a spinning blade, I don't know how many revolutions per second, but this bad boy's just spinning, mowing down grass. And then it turns out, not just grass, it can cut through the necks of bunnies. Bunnies, plural, by the way, their little heads removed from their bodies.
Oh,
just
my.
Lifeless little fur balls, literally at that point, fur balls with feet. Head's gone. So again, the general stories are you're getting a mouth hug from a woman who's willing to do it for you, and you're going to eat fried chicken and maybe spill crumbs in her hair. Mowing down a family of quail in your car. A family, not like a quail, but a family of quail, or another cute little cuddly family of bunnies who tragically had their heads removed from their bodies at a ridiculous velocity.
Okay.
To bleed out.
Decapitation.
In someone's backyard, yeah.
Steve, do you know if the chicken that was consumed during the mouth hug there. Do we know if the woman had intention to eat the chicken
yes.
as well?
I know she.
Let me talk to a source. Miles.
I did know.
Say okay. this for you.
Right, look. Did she get any chicken?
It's 2:00 in the morning.
All right.
We stop in the convenience store, which makes fried chicken all night long, 24-hour
yeah, sure,
convenience
sure, sure.
store.
Delicious fried chicken.
Okay. They give it to you in a rectangular box that you've seen at Popeyes, KFC,
yeah,
and everything else, right? They also put in these potato these potato wedges that have been dipped in the same batter that they used to fry the chicken.
Lovely.
So they take it to a next level. They actually use the batter on those potato logs is what they call them. Also, two rolls are included on this order, and it was a full family order, which included two thighs, two wings, and two legs. No breasts.
All right.
Okay. But either way, I can see the steam coming up from the middle of the slit on the top of the rectangular box. I can smell the fried chicken. My first move was to pop one of the corners to open the box.
This was a covert operation that you were doing here.
I slowly opened the box with two fingers.
How delicate were you in this operation so as not to let her know?
Boom. It looked like a nuclear bomb of delicious chicken smoke went up when I popped the top off this thing because the chicken was hot.
See, I'm quite familiar with these stories. I will say this. Running over the rabbits.
Mm-hmm. With the lawnmower, decapitated.
With the lawnmower.
And they were bunnies, not rabbits.
My impression is that's a young man, enterprising, trying to make some money.
No.
I used to run a 42-inch Skag, so I know how this could happen. So I'm going to let that one go.
But you were earning money.
I was not.
All right, well, he's doing it for fun. But
no,
the bottom line...
Because I had to. It was the yard.
I think that one sucks the least. I think what sucks the most is his chicken story.
No.
Because it's the start of a constant... disrespect of women.
No, it was
It started
not.
With chicken.
I'll tell you what it was,
Chad.
Here's what it was. The thigh was on the top, and they did kind of an extra crunchy chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's that big, fatty skin piece of just delicious
crispy. I can see it, man. Yeah.
So I delicately pulled off the skin top corner of the thigh, and I put that in my mouth, success. As I'm eating this and sucking on it, it is so good that I honestly... I need another piece of skin, but there is a chicken leg there, which is a one-armed eating utensil. So I grabbed the chicken leg, and I slowly started to eat the chicken. There's one in there for her. I'm eating my own.
Oh, she gets one.
Well, I get one.
Was she shocked that some chicken had been consumed when she's done?
No. I was.
There's crumbs in her hair.
That was the problem when I was rotating the chicken leg. The crumbs were falling off, and she noticed one bounced off my stomach.
See, now, Ted, I agree with you on one aspect, but I'm going to disagree with you on who actually sucks least. I think it's the quail that sucks the least. I think it's just a man driving down the road. And you know what? Birds, I've seen it myself. I have witnessed it myself that birds will come out of nowhere, especially a whole family of the doggone things. And they're low flyers. They know that the road's there. And then they will fly right in front of it and they will get blitzed by themselves.
That was not.
We don't know the mental state of these doggone quail.
I will say this, though. I suggested that we eat first. I do remember that because I was starving. You know, you have those days like when you're poor, you really don't eat all day.
Right, right.
That was the meal of the day. Like, I'm ready to eat.
But
chicken.
I'm with her. Let's get the sex out of the way then.
Exactly.
Eat.
She was doing.
She's doing you two favors.
This chicken is hot. It's like when you get home tonight with a crock pot. You're going to take a bite of that chicken.
I'd rather have sex first.
You're not going to wait.
Yes.
Right. If somebody said, hey, I'm going to do a mouth hug, and then I'd be like, okay, I'll wait.
Because you can't reach for the crock pot.
Women.
And like you're saying, she wasn't even just like, hey, let's get down to the sex. Like, hey, let me hook you up. You know
what? I'm not even asking for anything.
Night. Let me hook you up.
Let me put that nasty, let me spit
and
on
that. And then
we'll
get into that delicious chicken. And then all of a sudden she looks up, and what do you know? Her mouth.
I don't even know how much of this I believe.
Mike, I
also, he was eating a biscuit.
I also bit into a roll.
See?
And I took the coleslaw out because I did not want it to get warm because the chicken was so hot.
No, you didn't want the coleslaw. I know you.
No,
you didn't want the coleslaw.
I wanted the coleslaw. I just wanted it cold. I was just putting stuff on
did
the counter.
Did you dip it in the gravy before you bit into it,
why
Montgomery?
Why did you bring this woman home? Obviously, chicken was more important. Right.
We were both very hungry.
Yeah. She wasn't as hungry as you.
Did you give her a sanitary nap when you were done?
That didn't come with two sanitary napkins and two sporks. Back in the day. Yeah.
Did you at least hook her up and let her eat chicken?
Oh, yeah, we ate the chicken.
No. I'm saying, did you hook her up and let her eat chicken?
Oh, God, no.
Damn it, Miles.
See?
She said you liked it with greasy fingers, so I said, all right, let's wait.
I'm like, you know what? He's lying. He just went to sleep. He's like, I'm already done eating.
Fried chicken.
Full.
Shot of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.